Welcome to another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Vil. Vilma and I are so excited because this is the first episode we're doing live. Yes, you heard me, live. We're on Zoom live today doing our first recording. And this has been a long road for us, right, Vilma?
It has been, and a little frightening. But we did decide that we were not going to have the year end without us doing something, you know, strange, big. So we went out there and we say, this is the last day. Let's go big.
Yes. Put on some clothes and put on some lipstick and let's get going.
Okay. If you're listening to us, we always wore clothes.
That's true, but
she's making it sound like we never did. We put on some look at me, look good clothes.
Yes, definitely. And make ourselves look presentable for you guys. So see how much we love you. So yeah, like she said, it's a stretch for us and we just wanted to present ourselves this week, this time. And did we talk about whether we're going to continue doing this or not?
But 2021?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We're going to continue to do it because okay. I think even if it's a small amount of people, I think that it has been impactful to so many. So why not?
I totally agree. So this is it, guys. We are going to try to present ourselves, let you see us at least once a month or numerous weeks or days or whatever it may be for a recording, which we do every week. And you get it on the air at least by Monday or Sunday. Sunday. At least by Sunday, we have a live recording for you. So also check us out on our YouTube channel because this is where you can see us live.
That sounds good.
Yes, definitely. So Vilma, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was great. It was just the three of us, my husband, myself, my daughter. And that was the best thing that we wanted to do because with the COVID-19, we didn't want to disobey and have multiple gatherings. But it was really, really good. How was yours?
It was the same thing here. It was quiet. I think we stayed in our PJs all day. I think that's exactly what we did. And it was just us and we cooked, my husband and I, and just the kids and just have some quiet times. And I think that was just great. You know, like you said, we can't have other people. I had family members who normally come down and we didn't get them come down this Christmas from New York and Connecticut. So it was peaceful.
I didn't realize Luke cooked.
Oh, yes, he does when he feels like yeah. it. He's a very good cook. He's a very good cook. He just don't do it often enough.
Oh, good.
So anyway.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, and sorry, audience, we just want to also wish you guys a Merry Christmas. We didn't do a recording for Christmas because, like, you know, we all need some rest and downtime. And we decided that for the new year, being that we are going to celebrate and to wish you guys a happy, merry, prosperous new year. So we had to get a show ready before the end of the year. And like Vilma said, do something big and let you see us live for the first time in what we've been doing this now, 6 months?
About 6 months.
6 months. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been
It's about time.
Yes, faithfully. 6 months now. Show our faces. Anyway, so what are you sensing for the new year? What do we want to talk about to encourage our guests and encourage our audience for the coming year? Is there anything on your heart that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, one of the things that I want to share is to encourage you to make a plan for 2021. Mm-hmm. And not a plan of losing 6 pounds. Yeah, that's good. Going to the gym. There may be no gym for you to go to. But a plan or a goal for your family for 2021. And when you make the plan, make it achievable. Mm-hmm. Put a time frame on it. And, you know, go back, keep going back, redefining, looking at the plan and see how you can improve on the plan if you're not heading in the correct direction. So that's my encouragement. Think of something that you would love for yourself and your family to do 2021, after it and do it. But don't make a big plan which you will not achieve and you will feel like you're a failure. Mm-hmm. Something small, something attainable or manageable, put a time frame on it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And that's something that I already wrote out. I started writing out from last year. I've been making goals for each year. And this year, I've already made my plans. And like Vilma said, make it attainable. You know, I made like, okay, I'm going to increase my clientele at least 3 more clients. I'm not going to make myself say 10 because just in case, then I could be disappointed. Or I'm going to spend more time with my children in devotions, you know. Make it attainable. Make it like you do 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, whatever it may be, you know, make it attainable. And that's something that I started 2 years ago and I continued. So I'm in agreement with Vilma. We need to have a vision for our lives, a vision for our family, a vision for our marriage, a vision for our career, and make the goal attainable and look at the vision and set a plan and a goal in motion.
That sounds really good. That sounds good. Good. I like your makeup. Can our audience see it?
Now, why are you going to tell them I have on makeup? They could think that this is my natural glow.
Okay, I'm not going to say she has on makeup. That's her natural beauty. Natural beauty. Anyway. All right. Okay. And another word that I hear that the Lord is saying to me to prepare myself is to anchor. Mm-hmm. I kept getting the word anchor, to anchor myself, to send my roots down deep. Yes. So that comes what 2021 want to bring and throw at us, I will stay rooted. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share that with you and if my audience, our audience, want to do the same thing, stay rooted in Christ, stay mm-hmm. anchored. And when you're anchored, you are steadfast. Mm-hmm. So everything that comes along will have a difficult time to get you to move because you're anchored to the rock who is Christ Jesus. So my word for 2021 is our words, be anchored, stay anchored. What about you?
Yeah, and the thing that's been on my heart is to go deeper, and it goes in line with what you're saying. And I was reading Psalms 19 verse 18, and it's talking about how, you know, for God to open our eyes that we may behold his wondrous, you know, his wondrous law. And it's almost like, you know, for us to behold, look deeper into his word, look deeper in the things that he has for us, because we mm-hmm. have to go deeper this coming year, because there's things coming ahead that we have to be prepared for it. And mm-hmm. and not just prepare for it, but we have to able to hear him clearly, see him clearly, mm-hmm. and know mm-hmm. that it's the Father. And I'm going to just read something real, you know. I'm sorry if you finished. Did you finish with your words? Or
yes, yes.
Okay. And mm-hmm. that's something that I was reading with Joel Osteen. We could talk about this a little bit. I was reading his book. Once in a while, I pick up the book, I Declare, and read his promises that he has, Joel Osteen. And I was looking yesterday on his devotion for the 30th. And he always start out with a declaration. And it says, I declare God is going before me, make it crooked places straight. He has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, and solutions to problems I haven't had. No person, no sickness, no disappointment can stop his plan. What he promised will come to pass. This is our declaration. Now, he always also continue with, and for those who want to see, this is his book. I'm trying to make sure I hold it the right way that you guys can see, just in case you want to get it. He says, a friend told me that he was trying to resolve a legal situation a while back, but he ran into a government bureaucrat who told him it would take 2 years for his transaction to go through. My friend asked very kindly and politely, is there any way that it would happen sooner? I'm trying to put on my glasses that I can able to read this better. The man who was the official in charge of that office answered back very gruffly, I said it would be 2 years and I meant it will be 2 years. The system is all backed up. I've got so much work in front of me. It will be a long time before I get to your paperwork. My friend did not give up. Well, that's fine, he said, but I will pray and believe that somehow God will cause it to happen sooner. That made the bureaucrat even more aggravated. He said back sarcastically, pray all you want, but I'm in charge and I'm telling you it's going to take 2 years. You know how many times we can hear that, right, Velma? Six mm-hmm. weeks later, the same official called my friend and said, come in. Come on in, your paperwork is ready. My friend thought it was a mistake. Are you sure it's mine? He asked. Yes, I'm sure, the bureaucrat said. My friend went there as quickly as he could. He said to the official, thank you so much, but I thought you said it would take at least 2 years. I did, the bureaucrat said, but ever since I met you, I can't get you off my mind. I wake up in the morning thinking about you. I eat lunch thinking about you. I go to bed thinking about you. I am so sick of tired of thinking about you. Take your paperwork and go. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 9, today you are about to face people much stronger, much more powerful than comes the promise. But the Lord your God will cross over ahead of you like a devouring fire to destroy them. He will subdue them so that you can quickly conquer. You may be facing a situation that seems impossible, like the bureaucrat who frustrated my friend. It may not appear that you have a chance, but God will take care of your enemies so you can quickly conquer them. It's not by our own strength or by our own power. It's because Almighty God, the one who holds our future in his hand, is going before us, fighting our battles, making crooked places straight, even causing our enemies to want to be good to us. The Almighty God is going before us, fighting our battles. And I thought that was so powerful, and I just wanted to read it today, to everyone, to our audience, to let them know that, to remember that God is going ahead of us and God is preparing every crooked path and he's making it straight for us. And he's preparing people who's going to give us favor, show us favor ahead of time before we even get there. But we have to go deeper. We have to able to spend the time with the Father to hear, because even there's a scripture that says that God always make an escape. There's no temptation that is mm-hmm. common to man. He always make an mm-hmm. escape. He go ahead of us and prepare a way for us. But we have to be in tune with his spirit, the true spirit of God, and able to hear what he is trying to tell us to do or what he's trying to mm-hmm. get us to understand. So, you know, you can go ahead, Velma. In reference to what I just read.
Yeah, that's a part of, you know, just resting and having faith that what God says to you, that that he will do. Mm-hmm. And he promises that he will take care of us. So we, and he also says in a scripture that we quote a lot, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah
29.
Jeremiah 29:11,
yes.
Where he says, I know the plans I have for you, mm-hmm. saith the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, to mm-hmm. give you a hope and a future. And so he has the plans. He knows the plans that he has for us. And when things do not work out, when people tells us that we will not prosper, right. or we will not reach anywhere, or we will not accomplish certain things, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to get upset. He knows the plans, and he is going to make the plans come to fruition. And it's going to happen in the time he wants it to happen. Like that man, he wanted it early. God agreed with his plan and caused the person he went to, the official or the bureaucrat, mm-hmm. to, from a different point of view, wanting to get rid of him, to get it done in a very short space of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's something that I exercise too. I tell people sometimes that when someone is telling you no, and I said, Lord, bombard their mind. That's one thing I pray to. I said, bombard their mind. Put me on their mind that they will do it sooner than what they're telling me they will do. And it, mm-hmm. it, because it's a way of telling God, Lord, you allow me, you want me to have this. And I know this is something you laid upon my heart. And look what the guy said, and it's proof that God bombard their mind. And this is even what happened in the mm-hmm. Bible with Esther. With his brother, mm-hmm. with her cousin, I mean, you know, the
Mordecai,
the king, right? The king couldn't mm-hmm. sleep. He was like, I couldn't sleep. Give me the book of the oracles that I look through it. And God made it at the right time. He's going ahead of us. So in 2021, mm-hmm. he's going ahead of us. We just need to rest in him and trust in him that he got us. And, you know, cast our cares on him. That's very important, right, Velma?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cast our cares on him, not because he wants to be a strong man, but because he cares. Cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Mm-hmm. Not that he wants to show up and say, look, I can carry what you cannot, but because he cares for us. So, Bibilin, before we continue, I know our audience is probably wondering the direction we are going in. So, this is our plan moving forward, correct? That we will be sharing devotion, a devotional scripture with our audience. And hence, you know, we started off the new year by Bibilin sharing this devotion, or I declare, from Joel Osteen. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes, right. That's what we said earlier. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm going to encourage you, our listening audience as well, is that you start your day, you start your week, you start your month by declaring, you know, a thing. The scripture in Job, it talks about that he declares a thing or declare a thing and it will be established. So, you know, it doesn't take a Joel Osteen only to do that. You can also declare a thing in your life and That's right. see it come to pass, see it established. And you start out by your goals, by making a goal. It's like you're declaring that this is what I want mm-hmm. for 2021. And watch it come to pass, because the scripture says God watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform it. So you go ahead, not just a Joel Osteen, but you also can speak a thing and watch it come to pass.
That's right. And, you know, we have the power in our tongues to make sure, I think we spoke about this before, the power of the tongue. Make sure you speak in life into 2021, not declaring what the media is saying, not declaring what your friends are saying, or not declaring what you're thinking. Declare what God's word says. Declare what you want to see in 2021 and the years coming ahead. Declare what you want in your children's life. And this is something that I practice with my children, and I try to continue. And I even told them earlier that I'm going to pump it up a little bit more in what I'm planning to do with them for 2021. And they're like, oh Lord. Sometimes they say, Mommy, you are out there. But it's not out there. I'm just trying to, you know, to speak life into them and speak success into them. And, you know, some people might think that you're not a realist, but hey, we need to speak what God says. We need to speak what we want to see, not what we're currently looking at the situation, because sometimes what we see with the natural eyes is not as real as what in the spiritual, and what in the spiritual is more powerful, because we're birthing something new, we're birthing something big. And if we keep on thinking negative things, we're going to get negative things. And
absolutely,
that's what we want to do. We want to be able to see success for 2021, even though they're speaking doom and they're speaking things are coming, but we're going to speak life, and we're going to speak that we're going to shut the door to evil. We're going to shut the door to negative attitudes. We're going to shut the door to sicknesses. We're going to shut the door to lack in our lives for 2021 and the years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And go back to the verse that you didn't give up. He didn't give a verse, but going back to God going before and preparing for us. He has already been through 2021.
Yeah.
He has really gone to January, February, March, April, May, down to December 31st, 2021. He has already prepared for you 2021. And all we have to do is to step into it, knowing that it is ready, it is prepared, it is set apart. In his word, in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, he says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you." He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. And this was what he said to Joshua, Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. So there it is. He says he will go ahead and he will prepare and he will not fail you. He will not abandon you. Right?
Yeah.
So step into 2021 knowing that you have the victory. God has already gone through every day of 2021 and he has, oh my God, he has erased from those days what he doesn't want you to encounter. And he has, shored up, or he has strengthened you for things that he is going to allow you to go through. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. He did mention a scripture. He mentioned Deuteronomy 9 in the scripture, which basically saying the same thing that you just said, that God will cross over ahead of you. And he said he will make every crooked path straight. He mentioned that particular scripture in Deuteronomy. But yes, definitely. Keep on preaching. You were preaching there for a second, so go ahead. I just wanted to recheck, but I know that he did mention the scripture, because he's making exactly an agreement with what you said. He's making every crooked path straight. He is going ahead of us and preparing, and we just have to trust that. He is working it out for your good. And that's a part of one of the scriptures that I love in Romans. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, is that all things work together for good for them that love him and are called according to his purposes. That it has to work out for our good. It has to work out for our good, because God is for us. And if God is for us, what?
Who can be against us?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who can be against us?
Exactly. So, I know a lot of people have gone through loss and they've gone through hurt and sickness, and people lost their job and different things. And, I know it's hard. It's very hard for some, but I know, my sister-in-law and a couple other people that I know have gone through loss and family members, that if it wasn't for the goodness of God, their report is, where would they be? And even though we go through these times, if we lean on him, he can get us there each day at a time, one day at a time. Even you, Vilma, you lost someone in 2020. And if it wasn't for the goodness of God, I'm sure that you can testify for that, that if it wasn't for God, where would you be? Go ahead.
Not only did I lose somebody, but my husband lost his dad. Who was it was a sudden loss. So that was really, really difficult for our family. At least my uncle, my second dad, who I lost, he was ill before, but my father-in-law was not. So that was pretty difficult, especially because he was in New York, and at the time it was the height of the pandemic in New York, and nobody was allowed into the city or into the state. And nobody was allowed out. So he was not able to see him. He was not able to have a service. And so that was difficult. But we leaned on God. God, why did it happen at this time? He was well, he was doing good. Why did it happen at this time? Why did it happen in COVID? He was a great person. Why didn't you want it to be a big funeral where people could come and pay their respect? But all those questions came up into my mind. But then we had to sit back and say, you know the plans. Every day that was allotted to him were written in the book before he was born. The days allotted to him were already written in God's book. So it was just the time. But you know what? God is turning it around for good. And we are expecting that there is some good that will come out of it.
Exactly. And we can make it, and we can make it for in continue. Well, we have what? This is the last day of 2020. We made it. We made it. And doing
Amen.
taking, yes, taking one day at a time, we can continue to make it. And we're going to with God, and the only thing that we can trust is that God is going ahead of us and preparing a way for us. He knows the
He
thoughts
is.
and the plans that he has for us and our family. And we know that it's going to turn around for your good. We know it has to turn around for your good. And no doubt about it, God sees all the pain and the sorrows that we've been through. And he had to give up his son, his only son. He gave up his throne. He gave up his deity. I don't know if he had servants, but he gave up servants. He gave up everything. If he had luxurious clothing, he gave all of that up to come to earth to be
Amen.
as man. So it's not that he didn't sacrifice anything. If you're a king and you have people at your beck and call and you're rich beyond meadow, you can be born in elaborate places. He chose to be born in a stable. That's how bad he left his throne.
For a
Heaven
manger.
for a manger. Come on now. Everything he left, he gave up it all, saying that's how
Amen.
much he value us. That's how much he loved us, saying, hey, I'm gonna be a servant. Hey, I'm not gonna come as a king. I'm not gonna ride on this white horse. I rode on a donkey. That's what he did. He did the opposite thing of everything that people thought that he should come in on. He gave it all up that he can say, hey, this is how much you're worth to me. This is how much I love you and I care for you.
Amen. And there's two things that popped into my mind, and I'll go with the last one first. When you say, he gave up everything. And that's correct, because the scripture tells us that he who allowed his son to die on the cross, the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate giving, what else could there be that he would withhold from us? He didn't withhold his son, his only begotten son. He didn't withhold him. He allowed him to die on the cross. Therefore, I don't care what else. That's the ultimate. Nothing else that he wouldn't do for you. Everything else fades in comparison to what he did for you. And the second thing, and we're talking about him going before, and there's another scripture that comes to mind. It's Isaiah 45 verse 2, where this again is his promise. I will go before you and make the rough places smooth. Mm-hmm. I will shatter the doors of bronze and cut through their iron bars. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely fantastic to think that that is what he is prepared to do. Every rough path, he's going to make it smooth. And, you know, sometimes he has made it smooth and we still think it's rough. But here's a great thing. We have him to hold on to. Mm-hmm. If we think it's rough and if it feels rough, we're not doing it alone. At all. That's he's right. There with us. Mm-hmm. But he says he will make those rough paths smooth. And I take him at his word that he is doing that, or he has already done that.
Amen. 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 And once we come to an understanding, because the whole world is waiting for the full-grown manifestations of the sons of God to be revealed. And once we come mm-hmm. into the understanding of who our Father is, and once we mm-hmm. come into the understanding of who we are in him, not what, and the value he placed on us, because, you know, even the angels are trying to figure out, who is this man that he wanted to do all these things for, you know? So once we come into those things, then we can able to be who he intended. He gave us authority and dominion upon this earth, and for us to take mm-hmm. our rightful place and not giving over our authority to anyone or anything ever again. You know, because we're so caught up in so many things in 2020. People are caught up in the politics. People are caught up in the pandemic. People are caught up in, you know, the loss is going on, and people are like, whoa, you know, what's going to happen? Is the world going to crash? Is, you know, judgment is upon the earth, or whatever it may be. Now let's turn that around and let's start. We started out talking about declaring. Let's start declaring the things we want to see in 2021. Let's mm-hmm. start declaring, turn it around. And instead of focusing on politics, let's focus on the love that the Father has for us. Let's focus in on why he did the sacrifices he did for us. Let's focus Amen. On learning who we are in Christ Jesus mm-hmm. and why he think of us as an inheritance. He think us of, you know, when you think of an inheritance, you're thinking, wow, I'm going to get wealth. I'm going to get riches. I'm going to get houses and cars or whatever it may be, things, immaterial things. But he think of us that valuable that he said we are an inheritance, his inheritance. And therefore, let's find out why he consider us that. Let's find out, Lord, you said we can declare a things and it shall be established. What things can I declare? What do you want me to declare today and speak into 2021 that you want to see done on the earth as it is in heaven? Because, you know, he said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what does he mm-hmm. want? What's established in heaven that I need to declare to see happen on earth? Let's find those things out. Let's declare those things in 2021 and move forward in God and move forward in the things that he has for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you talk about his love for us, and and think so highly of us. And the scripture in Psalm 8, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou have visited him? Or you have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. So it's like, who are we? But he loves us so much, so much, that he has crowned us with glory and honor.
Yes, yes.
And that's his love.
Yes, yes.
That's his love for us.
And that's what the world wants to see, that glory. The glory from God. He has sheltered us with his presence. And his presence is his glory. And we have not, the world haven't seen that yet. We need to able to manifest that to the world. You know, they're waiting to see the glory of God. And then they will fall. In Revelation, they talk about, you know, the elders fall at his feet and just say, holy, holy, holy. Or, you know, you're most powerful, strong. I don't remember all the scriptures it says in the things they quoted in Revelation 7, but they have all these sayings that they say when they fall at the feet of the Father, you know, at the throne. And that's what the world needs to turn to him, you know, and we have to exhibit that. We are the only example, we're the only Christ they have on earth. We are the only ones that they can see it through, because we're the ambassadors on earth, and once we go in his word, once we rest in him and his word and trust in him, we can able to exhibit and walk the way we need to on this earth, because he's coming back soon. I know we say, you've been hearing this for what? People said that, I hear that over 2,000 years now, he's coming. Where is he? Trust me. He's coming. He's coming really soon. With all the things that's going on, things are being put in place, things are underneath, you don't know what's been working in the spiritual realm. He's coming. Look up, keep looking, he's coming.
Amen, amen. And I think that scripture, I just turned to it in Revelation 7 verse 9. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's so good.
Yes, it is good.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. So, what else? Did you have anything else on? I know we went off on this topic, but did you have anything else that you wanted to?
Yeah. So we're going back to declaring things for 2021. We also was looking at the fact that God goes before to prepare for us, and a number of us are going into 2021 with a lot of trepidation, and, you know, maybe still hesitating and fear. Some have got by, yes, 2020 is over, and embrace 2021. But regardless of what your stance is, one of the things that both Vivilyn and myself is hoping and wishing for you is that you found Christ, you know. And we're talking about, you know, the end times, we're talking about all that we have to go through. But one of the things that I hope that you can get from this podcast, from this ministry, which, you know, this podcast is different from most other podcasts, and, you know, we touch a little bit of everything. It's about life, and life is greatest when you have Christ within you, when you have accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. Mm-hmm. And before we continue, I just want to put the invitation out there to you. And you hear us talking about how good God is, and we get so excited when we're talking about his goodness and what he has done and what we have seen, you know, him do in our lives as well as in the lives of others, that we want you to also accept him and come to know who he is. It's all good me telling Bibbilin how great my fruitcake was. And she hasn't tasted it yet. And she's just saying, because she hasn't tasted. But as soon as I bring her that piece that I have for her that's tightly wrapped up and she tastes it, then she can agree with me. So we're saying to you, oh, taste. I think it's Psalms 34. Right. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
So we want you to taste him. We're really, really putting it out there. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We want you to taste and see. And how do you do that? Is just accepting that he is. You know, he is Lord. You know, just accepting the fact that you are a sinner. And he is your Savior. Right. So you confess your sins. Confess to him, I'm sorry for what I've done, God. I'm sorry for leaving you out. I'm sorry for putting you on the back burner. I am sorry for looking to everywhere and to everybody else and not looking at you. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I accept you as Lord. I accept you as Savior. And it's as easy as ABC, accept, believe, confess, ABC, very, very easy. So that's what we want for you for 2020. I don't care what else you got. I don't care if you got stimulus money or no stimulus money. I don't care if you got extra for your business. I don't care if your business was booming. If you did not get Jesus Christ in 2020, you were a failure. You're a failure. So accept him. Move into 2021 loaded. And the best way to do that is having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So think about it. And if you have made that decision, I want you to say to us, you know, send us an email, put it in the comment section and say, I heard you. I heard you. I'm going to try him. You've tried everything else. Mm-hmm. Try Jesus.
Amen.
And let us know.
Amen. I like what you said, the ABC, accept, believe, confess. Now, go ahead and let's pray for our audience in regards to accepting and also pray blessings upon them for 2021.
Father God, we just thank you for those who are listening to the podcast and have accepted you as Lord and Savior. We thank you for those who are right now, they are halting between two opinions and they are considering, should I or should I not? And God, I pray that you will continue to trouble their hearts so that they will make the decision to accept you as Lord and Savior. And I pray, God, that they will be able to be nourished either by coming weekly and listening to our podcast, by writing to us so that we can help them find a way to be discipled and to grow in you and to be there for them. So, Father, pray a blessing upon our listeners in on a whole, those who are listening to us in Jamaica, in different states, in Canada, in parts of Africa. And God, you know where they are. You know who they are in different areas in the Caribbean. I just pray a blessing upon them. Yes. I pray, God, that you will bless them and that you will keep them. And you will make your face shine upon them and that you will give them peace. I pray that every thing that you have in store for them, every blessing for 2021 will be revealed at the right time, at the opportune time. And I pray, Father God, that they will be in want of nothing. Thank you for going before and preparing 2021 for success for every person. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before I read this declaration again that Joel Osteen declared, do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. Well, as Vilma mentioned before, we are planning to do this. I guess we're telling you the third time. We're planning to do this at least once a month, to come on live and to give a word of encouragement, do a devotional with you. And Vilma mentioned before, you can able to get us on YouTube, our live chat with Viv and Vil. That's our channel, right, Vilma? She's very good with remembering yes. all the channels that we're on. And we're on Vital VH Radio. And go ahead, Vilma. And we are on all the podcast
and podcast media, Stitcher, right? Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio.
Yes, all of them. So you can able to contact us and reach us either way, through message, through our email, which is, go ahead, Vilma.
vivandville@gmail.com. Live chat with vivandville@gmail.com.
That's correct. So we would love to hear from you. And I'm just going to basically read this declaration again that he had. I declare God is going before me, or you, also you, making crooked places straight. He has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, and solutions to problems we haven't had. No person, no sickness, no disappointments, can stop his plan. What he promised will come to pass. This is our declaration for 2021. And we speak success over you. We speak life over you. We speak life over you and your family. And we speak that God is for you. And when God is for you, who can be against you? So we thank you once again for being with us for these 6 months. We thank you once again for joining in. We love and appreciate you guys. And we say, this is Life Chat with Viv and Vil. Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye.